Sonia and Bob Ferris, better known as the Likely Lads. In the normal course of events, a brother usually regards his sister as a possible lender in times of financial shortage, but at all other times, merely as a finicky nuisance to be ignored if possible. If, however, there's the faintest possibility of a future brother-in-law on the scene, then brother suddenly takes an interest in the future.
Come on, these chips are getting freezing.
Hang on, man, I can't find me key. Here, all these chips, and no picking at them. Right, here you are. How are you?
Here, there's something, Joe.
Oh, it's a church magazine.
What?
The church magazine. I get it for the crossword.
Come on, sir.
Well, put them out on the table then, Bob. I'll get the salt and vinegar. And no picking at mine.
Get some pickled onions.
All right.
And a couple of slices of bread and butter.
Is there anything else you'd like?
Oh, go on.
Well, what do you want bread and butter for?
I want to make a chip butty.
Hey, do you see that flash white car outside, the convertible?
Well, that's our Audrey's boyfriend's. The latest.
No, they in there now, do you think?
Oh, they'll be in there all right, establishing a relationship.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Right. Outside our front door and all. Romance of the road. All steamed up windows and gears and grope.
What is he? What's he do?
He's a hairdresser. A lady's hairdresser.
He'll be cracking it. The money they get these days.
Oh, I know. We're in the wrong game. Here, Alan. That's everything. Salt, vinegar, pickles, and bread and butter. Have you been picking at my chips?
Ah, shut up. Pass the salt, will you? Listen, don't you think we should give this lady there just a try?
Huh?
I know, I can just see it now, Robert and Terence.
Roberto?
What?
Roberto!
Oh, I'm Terenzio.
Of Mayfair and West Arleyfield.
With Nathan Mint. Is this the vinegar?
Oh, sorry, Roberto.
Oh, that's all right, madam. Stick your nut in the dryer and I'll do it with you in a minute.
Gee, what a job, though, eh?
Yeah, how long's it been going on now?
What?
Him and her.
Oh, since we went on holiday. Makes you sick.
What's he like, then, this Mario?
What are they all like, right, guys?
I thought you was from home.
Well, hairdressers, Italians, people from home, they're all the same.
No, but I mean, what sort of a bloke is he?
They never give you any butter at that shop.
What's he like as a bloke?
I've got a good idea. The time he spends in that car with our Audrey. Come on, I'll fill the pot.
Yeah. Nice bit of fish, this. But you never know, he might be all right.
Italian blood.
Well, what of it?
I don't like Italians. I got bloke at work, always breathing garlic all over you. Disgusting. Pass the pickled onions, will you?
Yeah, it's really serious, is it?
Yeah, that's the trouble. I mean, I wouldn't mind if it was just a casual date, but it's him every night. And she sees him at work all the time, don't forget that.
Yeah. She don't see any of her old crowd anymore, does she?
Eh?
She used to knock around with that big Jenny Shepherd and all that lot.
She hasn't seen Jenny for weeks. I don't know what's come over her. She'll be coming home for tea next.
Doesn't she see what's his name anymore? You know, Big Des.
No, that was off ages ago. She says she's gone off sailors. It's a pity that. I like Des.
Yeah, he's a great winger.
Sure is. And they're going to play darts with him. He's fantastic.
He can take his beer and all.
I know. I seen him one night after a match. He downed 12 pints, went home, got changed, and then went out for the evening.
That's straight.
Can't understand why she finished with him. Coming in. Oh, Fred. Here she comes. Had a nice time. Well, are you speaking, then?
Hello.
Hello, Audrey. What have you done with him?
Ooh.
Vidal.
Now, don't you stop. I've just had a very nice evening, so don't you spoil it.
How am I spoiling it?
By being here, for one thing. And what is that you singing that disgusting song in the street?
Oh, what?
No.
Never.
We've been to a chip shop.
Do you want a chip? I've got a couple of black ones left.
Thank you.
I suppose you'd rather have a tin of spaghetti.
As a matter of fact, I've already eaten. Mario took me to the county hotel.
So we'd be at home there.
What do you mean?
All his cousins are waiters.
I have to tell you, it's from Yorkshire, home. He's as English as you are.
That's all?
Oh, very funny. And don't laugh at him, Bob. It only encourages him. Oh, and I wish you wouldn't leave the darts on the table.
Hey, watch those flights.
Oh, I can tell you about your usual sophisticated Friday evening. Domino's darts, brown ale, and fish and chips.
That's it?
Oh. Ooh. You're around him. He's so cool.
Yes, he is a bit crude. He lacks polish.
He's so common around him.
Me? What about old Mario? I bet he's in the mafia. I bet they're taking 10% out of every permanent wave.
Oh, Terry, how many more times he's not Italian?
Well, why does he call himself Mario, then?
Because he's a hairdresser, that's why.
Your left boyfriend went to sea, but he didn't wear a wooden leg. I saw him the other day, Big Des. I don't know why you ever get him up. Good lad, Des. Good footballer and all. One of the best wing halves I've ever seen.
No, I'll give you that. He's an escort. He made a wonderful wing half.
He could drink his beer anyhow.
What's that got to do with it? Oh, do you know, Terry, I think if I brought Dracula home to tea, he's down 12 pints, he'd be a fan of this for life. That's all you judge people by.
Well, that Mario, he'd get popped in a milkshake.
You don't know anything about him, Terry. And I hope you're going to the match tomorrow and all.
Why?
Because I happen to be bringing him home for tea, and I don't want you here when he comes.
What? Tea? He's coming here for tea?
That's what I said, and I don't want any remarks about it either. You'd better get used to the idea, that's all, because you may be seeing a lot more of Mario in the future, whether you like it or not.
Hey, it must be serious, you know.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. See?
What? Yeah. I mean, I knew it was bad, but still.
It's not sugared.
Hey? Oh. But you know what I mean, Bob? I mean, tea in the front room.
All right. Once you've had the feet under the table, it's as good as an engagement.
I know. That's just it.
That's all right, man.
It's not all right. You know what the trouble is? She's not seeing any of the old crowd. She's not going out with anybody else.
Well, she seems quite happy. I mean, maybe she doesn't want to.
She doesn't get a chance. I mean, he's got her at work. He can see any time with that rotten car of his. She just wants to meet another bloke, that's all.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. But what about Big Des?
No, somebody new, different.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know, but I'll think of something. Do you want the match tomorrow? They'll lose.
There's a shrewd observation. Of course they'll lose. They always lose. And tell you what's going to happen. They'll come out like Real Madrid. Rush all over the field for 10 minutes, get one goal down, go to pieces and lose 5-0. Pathetic.
You're not going?
Of course I'm going. I'm going now and all. I'll see you in the pub before the kick-off.
Yeah, 2:00. You never know. I might have thought of something by then.
I'm sorry I'm late, mate, but I'll try to get you.
That's all right, mate. I've got your beer.
Hey, up a pint. Thanks very much.
Crisps?
Oh, tart.
Have you had something to eat?
Yeah, I've had my dinner.
Still, I thought you might fancy this at half time. One steak and kidney pie.
It's not my birthday, is it?
It's not that, Bob.
Well, I've never had so much attention since you wanted my cousin Doreen's phone number. How much do I owe you?
Oh, forget it.
Well, I'll get the programmes. All right, for 10 minutes.
I'm not coming, as a matter of fact.
Not coming? I knew you were ill. What have you got? Nervous breakdown? It's not your wrist again, is it? Just because Audrey's going out with the terror of the tongues.
I'm doing something for Audrey, in fact.
Oh, yeah? Does she know about it?
To tell the truth, I wanted your advice. I got thinking last night.
All right.
Now, look. The one thing about our kid, she can't stand blokes who get drunk and then stand her up. I mean, I think that's what happened with Des.
What happened to George Murray's stand?
Yeah.
Hey, it was a great night, that.
Yes, well, anyway, I thought if I had tea with them this afternoon, what I'd do was, while the women are washing up, I'll get old Mario round here for a drink.
You crap.
No, listen. I mean, if I had to cheat him here, and Aubrey knows he's standing her up, drinking, well,
she'd be furious, out of her mind.
I know. She'd go out with the first bloke who asked her.
Aye, she's done it before. She's got a temper as Audrey.
Exactly. Good idea, eh?
Yeah, it sounds all right, of course. It would help if you had the other bloke. You're not thinking. You don't mean...
I knew you'd do it, Bob.
I'm sorry about the crisps. You can have half your beer back and here's your pie.
No, wait.
You might fancy that half time.
Oh, now, shut up, man. Listen, just listen.
You have had a nervous breakdown. You've cracked up, Terry. It's a strain of supporting a team like ours.
Listen, Bob. It's like we were saying last night. If you could only see our old crowd again, it might make all the difference.
Yes, but...
Now, wait a minute. I saw Jenny Shepherd this morning, and there's a party tonight, and they'll all be in the Wellington first. All you have to do is take her round there. Now, that's not a lot to ask, is it?
You don't realize. I've known Audrey since... Well, nearly all my life. We were at school together. I just can't think of her as a woman.
She's not good looking enough for you, is that it?
It's not that.
She's attractive, our Audrey. She's got good legs. And her hair always looks nice and all.
Yes, I know all that, but it just seems unhealthy. like taking out your sister.
Don't be daft. Lots of blokes would give their right arm for the chance.
Well, I couldn't do it, that's all.
Look, you like Audrey, don't you?
You know I do.
Well, then, you'd be doing her a favour. You don't want to see her end up with him any more than I do.
Well, in any case, she wouldn't come. Not with me.
Of course she'd come. She likes you. She's always like you, Bob. Look, Bob, please. Just this once. I mean, I'm asking you, as a friend, just to do this for me.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I'll think about it at the
man. Look, man, I know you won't let me down. Just come in here at 6 o'clock to check that I've got him here.
Well, all right, I'll come in here at 6.
Good lad.
I'm not saying more than that, Mike.
No, but still you will pop in.
Yeah, well, I'm off.
Never know. Could be a good game.
Oh, yeah, someone might get sent off.
Hey, Bob, wait.
Why?
You forgot your pie. Who cuts your hair then, Mario? Do you do it?
Don't be stupid, sir.
No, float round the corner, does it?
More tea, Mario?
No, I'm a one-cup man, Mrs. Collier, thank you.
I've often wondered about that, you know. Hairdressers cutting their own hair. Like doctors. I mean, do they examine themselves, like? I once heard about a French doctor. Took his own appendix out. It was in the war. I can't see how he did it myself.
Something else, Mario. Don't be polite. No, help yourself.
Yes, some Swiss roll or some fruitcake.
I think I'll have another scone.
I suppose he must have managed it somehow. I still don't get how he could see you, though.
Excuse my brother. He's always taking his appendix out at the tea table.
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, I remember now. He had a mirror above his body. And he looked up into it up there while he was poking about down here.
Oh, Terry, please, that's enough. You shouldn't joke about things like that, son.
My uncle's a doctor.
Mario's uncle's a doctor, Mum.
Oh, is that right? What does your father do, look?
Oh, he works for the Minister of Labour.
I used to work for the Ministry of Labour.
When was this, then?
That time I was on the dole.
How long have you been here, Dresser?
About 4 years
you've had the business.
Are you sure you've had enough to eat now?
Yes, that was very nice, thanks, Mrs. Collier.
Well, will you excuse me, Mario, but Audrey's dad will be home from the match soon.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, I'll give you a hand, Mum.
Do you ever go to the match, Mario?
Football? No.
Fag?
No, I don't smoke, thanks.
Look, Mario, I'm just coming over. I'll clear up Mum with the things and then I'll powder the nose. Oh, would you like to see what television?
Oh, why doesn't Mario come with me?
What?
Well, I'm just going down the road, get a football paper, thought he might want to stretch his legs.
Yeah, all right.
You never know, might have a swift hour for the local. If you drink, Mario.
Oh, well, now and again.
He wants to, though.
I don't mind.
Well, you won't be long, will you?
No, we won't be long. Are you right, then?
Yeah, see you later, love.
Oh, where are the balls gone?
Oh, Terry, take Mario down the road.
Oh, that's nice of Terry.
Aye, is it, though?
Two pints, George. I won't be a minute, Mario. I've just seen somebody I know. Bob? Bob? What are you being so furtive for? What are you doing lurking behind that newspaper? You're not with MI5, are you?
You don't want him to see me.
It's all right. You're just a maid of mine. He doesn't know how.
Ah, well, you've got him here, I see.
Just about. He won't leave her alone for long, though.
Oh, good. It's off then.
No. I never said that. I'll go around in about an hour.
Well, how will I know if it's on or if it's not?
Well, we'll be there if it is, won't we? But if we're not, it's up to you.
Yeah, well, I still don't think, lad,
I knew you wouldn't let me down. You better get off and get changed. You know, put on a clean shirt and your aphrodisiac aftershave behind your ears.
Thanks very much. I was just enjoying this pint.
Look, mate, do this for me and I'll keep you in beer for a week.
Can I have that in writing?
Cross me out.
All right, then. Well, I'm off. I still don't like it.
Ah, you'll be all right. Hey, what was the score?
4-1.
Oh.
We won.
We didn't.
We did.
You want to stay away more often?
I'm
sorry about that, Mario.
That's all right. I finished mine, so I got him in again.
What? Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, do you fancy a game of darts?
Stay in here in the cold, look. Are they not back there?
No, they're not. And look at the time. It's nearly 7:40.
Watch your ass on the carpet, Audrey.
Please, don't think there could have been an accident.
The only accident was Terry meeting Mario today, and I'm not so sure that was so accidental. Why did he go to the match he never misses again?
Oh, well, I don't...
Oh, don't make excuses for him, Mother. It's Terry, I know it is. He's evil. He's always sticking his nose in my affairs, and he made no bones about not liking Mario.
But they seemed all right at tea.
Oh, Mother.
Perhaps they met some of Terry's friends.
And if I know Terry and his mates, they'll have dumped Mario in the canal by now. Oh, it makes you mad.
That'll be them now.
Well, it's about time, too.
Oh,
that's a lot. Yes, you
did.
And where the hell have you been?
Oh, it's you, Bob. Well, you are finding here. I've tried one of the 500 pubs in the town. He's in one of them, and that's for sure.
Terry?
Who else but Terry? Are you supposed to meet him here?
No,
Because he won't be back now. He wouldn't dare show his face.
Is he with someone, then?
He's with Mario, and he has been since 10 to 6.
Oh. They must be enjoying themselves.
Oh, your mate will be. It's all a big laugh for him.
How do you mean?
Well, isn't it obvious? Getting Mario down the pub and then forcing him to stay. That's just like Terry. Ooh.
Oh, but they've been gone 2 hours now.
So?
Well, I mean, you can't force a bloke to drink with you, not for that long.
Oh, don't worry. Mario will get a piece of my mind and all.
Not very nice of him, is it? To stand you up like this. I can't understand it myself. A girl like you. What will you do now, then?
Oh, I don't know. Go to bed, I suppose.
Cigarette, Audrey?
No, thanks. I just put one out.
Why don't you come out with me?
You know what, Bob?
Why don't you come out, with me?
Hey, Bob, that's very nice of you, but don't worry, I'll be all right.
No, I'd like you to come.
No, really, Bob. You don't have to be sorry for me. Still, it was very sweet of you to ask.
It's not that at all. I'm not being sorry for you. I want to tell you out in any case. I've wanted to for a long time now.
Are you serious, Bob?
Of course I am. Are you coming, then?
See, I never thought. I mean, we've known each other such a long time.
Well, I don't see what that's got to do with it. Look, we could go for a drink to the Wellington.
I mean, you never said all the time I've known you.
We could have a drink there before the party.
It's all so sudden. I mean, what party?
Oh, well, there's a party, you see, at Jenny Shepherd's tonight. They'll all be drinking at the Wellington first. You know, a lot of the crowd you used to knock around with. So I thought that if we went down there first, we could have a few drinks, and then go on to the party. You'll know everyone there.
And how did you hear about the party, Bob?
Oh, Terry told me. Well, he met Jenny this morning, you see.
Oh, Terry told you, did he?
Yes. Anyhow, we could go up there first, you know, about 9 o'clock, and then go to the party afterwards. I mean, I'm sure you'd enjoy yourself.
Oh, yes, I'm sure I would. I'd love to come, actually.
You would?
Yes, but look, there's no rush, sit down.
Well...
Come on, here on the sofa, Bob. I don't think you should go just yet, especially after what you've just been telling. When did you first start to notice me then, Bob? As a woman, I mean.
Well, I'm not sure.
No? Come on, when was it? When we were still at school?
Yes. That's when it was, yes, definitely.
When you used to watch us play netball through the rain?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's,
When it happened?
Yes.
Oh, Bob. And you've kept it bottled up inside you ever since?
Yes.
But then, you've always been so shy.
Well, yes.
Look at me. Come on, look at me, Bob. And so, tonight, you just felt you had to tell me.
Yes.
Do you know something?
What?
You're a bloody liar, Bob.
Oh, me?
Yes, you. Come on, you're not much of an actor either.
But Audrey!
Come on, we're wasting time. Get your coat on. You're going to play a little part for me now.
Well, where are we going?
You can tell me. Oh, I'm surprised at you. Do you know, I think you're worse than our Terry. Come on, where are they?
Honestly, Audrey, I don't know.
If you don't tell me where they are, Bob Ferry, I shall rip my dress and scream.
They're in the Black Horse.
That's it. Double top. Lovely, aren't they?
Hey, that's 11:40 to you.
My, you're a canny player, old butt, I'll say that.
Two more, George.
Hey, you're not getting them in again.
Well, don't you want another one?
Oh, I'm not complaining. You got a good drop here, don't you think?
Oh, aye, well kept.
Hey,
Cheers.
Cheers. There's been something I've been meaning to ask you. No offense, like.
Oh.
Is, Mario your real name?
No, of course it is.
I thought it wasn't. I mean, I thought it couldn't be.
What is it then?
A Luigi.
Is it? Honest?
No, of course not.
It's Ernie.
Luigi. All the best then, Ernie.
Yeah, all the best, sir. You think I couldn't use a name like Ernie now, could I? Not as a lady's heir, sir.
No, of course you couldn't, sir.
Hey, what's it like as a job, though? I mean, do you enjoy it?
It's all right. It's a good place to meet the women.
Oh, I suppose it must be.
Oh, right.
Hey, do any of them...
Some of them.
Get away.
Tell me all the troubles. Father confessor me.
All right.
Get their heads over the basins. They pour their hearts out.
Hey, I never thought of it like that. Hey, shouldn't you get back to our Audrey?
Yeah, I suppose so. Now, she's a great girl, Audrey. She's good fun, you know.
Yeah, she's a good kid. I mean, we fight and that, but she's all right. I'm glad she's knocking about with you, mind.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
You best not keep her waiting, then.
No. We'll just have one more game. A decider.
Good lad. Mugs away. Are we playing 3-0-1, or do you want to just make it 2-0-1 this time?
5-0-1.
Good lad.
Hold your fire, Robin Hood. I want to get past. Come on, Bob. We may as well have one here before we go on to the Wellington.
Oh, hello, Audrey. We were just having a game of darts.
Must have been a long game. Couldn't you get a double?
Oh, what would you like then, Audrey?
Oh, gin and bitter lemon tea, love.
We were just leaving.
Oh, that's all right. Bob's taking me to a party. Could you put a bit of ice in it, love?
You're not going out with Bob.
Oh, no, it's just...
Why, I don't know.
Do you know him? Is he a mate of yours?
What? Oh, yes, he's my mate. You can't do that, Audrey.
He was nice enough to ask me.
I'll punch his head in.
No, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, Ernie.
Ernie?
But you don't want to go out with Bob.
Oh, yes, I do. I've always fancied Bob. And it's mutual, isn't it, love?
You can't fancy Bob. So healthy.
She doesn't really like me.
She's got a funny way of showing it. But what about Ernie? He's taking you out tonight.
He was, you mean.
Who's Ernie?
Shut your face. Look, Audrey, I'm sorry. I really am.
And so you ought to be.
Don't you want me to take her out to the party?
No, you nit. Ernie's taking her.
2 hours you had me waiting.
I know. What about Mario?
What about Mario?
Nothing.
No, look. Wait a minute. It's all my fault, Audrey. It's all because of me. I'm admitting it.
It's nothing to do with you, Terry. Come on, Bob, let's be going.
No, wait a minute. You don't understand. He's all right, Mario. He's a great bloke. I like him.
I liked it better when you didn't.
What about Ernie?
What about Ernie?
Nothing.
He had a trial for all Kingston Rovers.
Who did?
I did. Look, please, love, I don't know what's going on, but there's only me to blame for being left.
Well, I'm glad you admit it. That's one thing.
He can take his beer and all.
Ernie?
Yeah.
Can he? I wouldn't do anything to upset you, Audrey.
Well, you did.
Beat me 11-4 at darts.
Did he? 11-4.
Good lad, Mario.
Mario? Come on, let's talk it over in the car. Come on, let's go.
Ah, that's right. You get off and have a good time.
And don't think you haven't heard the last of this, Terry Collier. Or you, Bob Ferry.
Don't worry, Audrey. Come on, let's go.
Ta-da! Luigi.
Well, are you satisfied?
What do you mean? It all turned out for the best.
The best who for? Not for me, mate. You don't know what I've been through this night. And when I get down here, I find you and him blood brothers. Whoever he is.
Well, how was I to know?
I feel a right nit. He'll never speak to me again. Not now.
What the hell are you doing?
Must be that perfume she was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
It's very nice. You know something? I never really noticed before, but it's like you said. She's a very attractive woman.
All right.
She has got great legs, Audrey. She's always smart. And her hair and clothes and that. Got a lovely figure and all. You're dead right. I really do. You know. Fancy Audrey. You know. What's the matter?
That's my sister you're talking about, Ferris. Just you watch your step or I'll punch your teeth in.
James Burlam and Rodney Hughes appeared as Terry and Bob, the likely lad. The part of Audrey Collier is played by Sheila Fern, Mrs. Collier by Olive Milbourne, and Audrey's boyfriend Mario was played by George Layton. The script of The Likely Lads was written by Cook Clement and Ian Lafrenet, the program produced by John Bravo.